When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely
send that list as well. Actually, I can just search it. Complex.
Yeah, search it. I don't know what my phone is.
Complex UK best 50 rappers.
Okay.
All right. We're recording.
Yeah, we're live.
All right. Me and Chad for podcast. Final episode of the year. So this will be coming out for you, beautiful people, on what I believe is Christmas Day. We're just going to get straight into it because of timings and that. We're going to start with 50 best British rappers of all time.
We're not going to introduce the guest.
My bad, bro. Sorry. I was just trying to get through it. Introduce now, yourself to the people.
What's good, people? I'm Madsa Kamal. I'm a artist, music artist. And yes, just here with the guys. I don't even know who's podding today. I mean, we'll get active. We're already.
Love that. Come on. All right, so first topic for today. We said we'd go through the top 50 artists that Complex put together and said, this is the top 50 UK rappers. It's rappers, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So there's a lot of people who have been upset because certain men were left off. I'm just going through it myself for the first time, seeing some of the people that they've listed off. They put Estelle in this list. So...
That tells you what you need to know. Shouts out to Estelle.
Yeah, but she's not a rapper. If she's... Like, some of these people, they've really taken up spots. Like, I don't know who Skinny Man is. Should I know?
Yeah, Skinny Man's a legend. But that's understandable. It's probably up then, per se. Depends if you're that invested in the time.
Okay.
Top 50 UK... This is top 50 UK rappers. Yeah. All time ranked.
Yeah. Should we just start from the top? Skepta's number one.
Yeah, go on.
I'm not mad at Skepta being number one just because of like the impact and longevity, what he's done. I'm okay with it. Like, it's not an egregious.
It was the obvious answer.
It'll be egregious if they made someone like Stormzy or Dave, someone who's kind of like more current number one, because they don't have that kind of, they've not lived through errors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear Skepta all the time as well.
Yeah, 100% Skepta.
Go on.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah, like everyone like so much people put Skepta as number one, so that was kind of normal, but the one thing people are saying though is that like the fact that they didn't differentiate between grime and rap, and like, what do you mind think about that?
I'm not too bothered about it, just because if you want to now start getting into like the different departments within whatever you want to call the genre, it gets a bit like messy, because like if you were to do top 50 grime artists, you could do that. You could just want to do top UK rap artists. They'll probably be a bit less because the UK rap has really like what's his name? Giggs really separated himself from being like. But I don't think the scene is big enough as a whole to kind of be like, this is the top 20, 50. There probably are enough Joe artists. There's probably enough Gram artists. But I think for the sake of conversation, personally, I don't mind them.
Yeah, no, I don't mind
putting them all in the one umbrella, because
I'm okay with that. I think.
But then, if you're going to group them together and do a better job,
yeah, because I think Wiley not being on the list is a bit.
What?
Wiley's number 9.
Oh, no, sorry, he is on the list, but him not being top 5 or top 3.
I'm trying to
for
find
me
because the list just does 50.
It's a bit like.
I'm trying to find out who.
I know he's done a lot of wild stuff, but let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, thanks for that. Because is Central on the list?
Central C is not on that list. Okay. I don't think he is anymore.
No, I don't think he should be.
But then, you're saying he shouldn't be, but then Estelle's in there, like. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Not like, shout out to Estelle, but she ain't never done those Central City things.
No, you're right.
A lot of people haven't done
that. If Central was in there, I wouldn't be mad. I think he could probably occupy, like, a 40. Just because of what he's done, like, I don't think we've ever seen a UK artist do UK rap and be this large.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an egregious thing to say. But if you want to talk about technical ability when it comes to rapping, he's
far behind some of his peers, so he shouldn't be that high.
Yeah, I agree.
But so, I need to see this top 10.
Top 10 is I'll start from 10. 10 is Little Sims, 9 Wiley, 8 Getz, 7 Stormzy, 6 Chip, 5 J Huss, 4th Dave, 3rd Giggs, 2nd Kano, and 1st Skepta.
I'm not mad. Did you know what? Jokes aside, I'm not actually that mad at this list.
It's not the worst list.
I think you can.
Dizzy should be in the top 10, though.
And he's not on the list at all.
I don't think he's on the list at all.
What? Yeah, that is a mistake.
I don't think he's on the list.
I've not come across him in the top.
Dizzy should be on the list, man. You can say what we want about the holiday and party tunes after a while, but if we talk about.
Nah, what Boy in the Corner did, it was a special moment. And it really. Lifted
put
scene.
Put this in the group chat because I'm really trying. I'm finding it hard.
Is
I don't have the full list. I literally could only manage to find the top 10.
Is Lethal Bizzle in there?
Because
if he's not even there, then what are we really talking about?
He's not in the top 10, but I don't know.
Nah, not that he should be either.
I want to find the full list, but let me look for
man in this list,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think some of these men are taking up space.
Yeah, but this is all time.
This is what makes it like. Kind of like, I don't know, it loses a little bit of credibility when someone like Sneakball's
Demi, Mike.
46.
What?
Mike.
You'll be able to pick it up if it's between the middle of you two. I think it's fine. If you keep it in the middle and you kind of like lean in, it'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
Like, Sneakball's 46, K-Kolk is 45, Joe Black is 44.
I don't even know if Joe Black should be in the list, like, respect to him, but...
I don't know, man.
His stint was really short as well.
But it was legendary though, and it was like him, Squeaks, Benny.
That
it was special. I agree, but I don't think it was long enough to be in this sort of list. Like you look at what Sneakbo's done. Sneakbo should be higher, in my opinion.
Kalashnikov. Who remembers Kalashnikov?
I mean,
he had the one tune on Channel U, bro. One tune. Not.
Yeah, there's no consistency on this. If we're gonna put him on, we might put Bear Man on there.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, who's Ty?
I don't think
T-Y.
I know. I don't think I know who Ty.
They put in some kid called Loyal Corner.
Loyal Corner.
Nah,
is he a big deal?
Yeah. I'm surprised you've not heard of Loyal Corner. You know who Loyal Corner is.
Do I?
The light skin dude.
I know he's light skin, but I'm not interacting with
him. Seriously, really?
Nah.
I'm surprised.
Nah, man, this list
he's is from himself.
Nole is above bare people, bro.
Nah, Nole is her. I'll let it rock.
Above Sneakball.
I don't know. Even Little Sims.
Okay, what we talk. My thing is, what's the criteria?
I'm gonna keep it back. Even Little Sims is too high for me.
Nah,
Little Sims is her.
Yeah, but then if Little Sims is her, then why is Skepta on top?
What do you mean?
Why is Skepta one?
Yeah, if she's cold, I'm saying she's too high, she's too close to the top 10 for me.
Okay.
Offer if I couldn't take.
Okay, so Dizzy is on the list. Dizzy is 13.
Yeah, no, because
that's about right.
Sorry, it don't make sense. It doesn't make because she's very lyrical. Like the person who's probably close to that is Kano.
Like lyrical.
No, because the thing is, if Lil Sims is there on top 10, if we're going off of lyricism, then she should be she should be top 10. But then Kano should be one, not Skepta.
Lyricism is the only reason Kano's up that high, man.
Nah.
Yeah.
Kano's influence is huge.
Major, but even in Grime alone, it's not like top three.
Nah, come on, even that last album you just dropped.
I love that last
album.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, he deserved to be there. Mate, the problem with these sort of lists is I'm not getting too pressed on where people are placed. My biggest issue is who's in the list, period.
Mm.
Like, what is Estelle doing in here? She's taking up. She is taking up.
Estelle.
Estelle's not a rap.
Do you know who I think is too high looking at this? I'm just scrolling through this now. And depends on who and where you're from. Potter Paper's 14th. That's too high for me.
I feel like
I rate Paul. Don't get me wrong. I do. And I think he's cold. His comeback's been really good. Even his come up was obviously
earlier this week. Legendary. But
I think that's far too high for a man who's been at the game for a long
time. Yeah, I agree. And he doesn't have a hit like that.
Plus honorable
mention. Hit or not, like a lot of these people don't have hits. I just don't think he should be 14.
The UK ranked man don't have the hits. Or like,
and this is ranked by technical ability,
top 10 cultural impact,
mainstream success, and longevity. Yo, listen. So it's ranked by technical ability, cultural impact, mainstream success, and longevity. And the person who's obviously hit all these criteria is Skepta. So if we're looking at it, then yes, technically speaking, Skepta is number one because he has hit all of these aspects.
Mm.
Estelle, technical ability, I don't know, man.
But she's not a rapper.
I'm not parring.
No,
but
she used to rap. No. Still. She used to rap back in the days. She did a little thing.
Her most biggest song, she's not rapping on it.
True. But in terms of the other stuff, she did her thing. What's the other criteria? Like cultural impact.
Mm. Cultural impact, mainstream success, and longevity.
Mm. Longevity. I don't know how recently she's been active.
Yeah, then yes. Big Shaq should be there as well.
Oh, come on, bro.
Look, what? Technical ability.
Technical ability!
Cultural impact, mainstream success.
Is AJ Tracy in there?
You see?
AJ Tracy.
I didn't see him as I scrolled through it.
Scraps, that is a miss out.
Scraps at 31. I don't know, man. Maybe I rate some of these men too highly, bruv.
Yeah.
Koji Radical, 29. See, like, Koji Radical, bruv, Scraps.
Yeah, no.
What are you saying? It's like they've kind of ignored like one side of the game, like completely. Like the Potters, the Scraps, Nines. I haven't even come across Nines yet.
Trader is
28.
Nines is quite high. I think he's 12.
That's a decent.
I'm not mad at
26. I love Cassie's dead.
Yeah,
but he's not 26.
He's not 26. And where's Giggs?
They're making the shit up as they go along. I think
it's very underground. I can't lie. It's very.
I respect. Like, do you know what?
They've tried. It's not ideal, but they've tried.
I think they've just put certain man in the wrong place, and it's really that's what it goes down to. But then I guess that's for people like us to come on here and talk about, and then say, they're in this place. That's the wrong place. They shouldn't be there. That's what they want. They want a discussion. They'll just chuck a bunch of names, but a certain man that like, I don't know. If you're talking about those criteria, I think there are a few mistakes that they've made.
In terms of order, maybe. One thing I do like is that they've kind of included all the parts of the game.
I agree. Yeah, no one's left out.
Estelle is just an outlier.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
That's
still
a mathematical
outlier. Even not Estelle, man. I'm with Estelle.
Heady not being on there is kind of crazy.
He's on there. He's like 20-something.
I was about to say, bro.
Heady's 20 something.
Heady not there.
Diggity's 19 though. Ahead of
Lady Leisha 25.
Heady one, which I disagree.
Lady Leisha deserves to be there.
That brush of teeth boy is jarring.
Yeah
but she deserves to be there just because of the Queen freestyle and then
And her impact is huge. Like she, if you go on her videos, she's got like hundreds of millions of views.
Am I not tuned in like that?
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm tuned in, but I respect the team. Like I think you have to,
but then that's such a that's such a long time ago, and the things people have done since then, it's just.
I know, but I think she deserves to be in there. I would have said, the list isn't right if she wasn't there.
Fair enough.
She's a mainstay, and she's been here for years. She's in that position where she's now just comfortable. Do you know what I mean? And respect to them for putting him groups out so solid. Because what have they done for? Recently, nothing. But where they've been?
Cultural impact.
Yeah.
Impact was too big.
They are the sound.
They rank highly on that.
Yeah, very much. That's what you need sometimes.
100. So I'm not mad at the list.
Was Merkston on the list as well?
No.
Merkston.
Nope.
He wasn't gonna make it.
I can't see him making a list.
No.
Wow.
It's Frisco.
I didn't see Frisco on there. DWE was on there.
Huh?
Which I mean,
D-double.
He needs to be on there.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm thinking of? My man for some reason thought of Jammer.
Jammer's not on her, to be fair.
Yeah, no, Merkel man should not be.
Fair enough.
Oh well, you know what? You'll probably make the list.
He would have scored high though.
I mean,
who owns Boiler Room?
I think it's like a white thing, a corporate thing.
There's a couple people that they've put on like a.
You know them faceless brands.
I've just always associated Boiler Room with Jammer.
I used to do the same thing.
Even with like the whole chip beef, he had the Boiler Room jacket.
So I've always
associated him with Boiler Room.
Jammer's on the honorable mentions list. So there's a list of people that they haven't ranked, but they're
You could have made it.
Salute to you.
You could have made it, but safe.
C Biz, P Money, Akala, Tion Wayne,
Marks,
Fetty, P Money.
P Money lost his biggest.
The Streets.
Yeah.
The Streets
didn't
make it.
Yikes. Oh. That's a mistake.
No,
because P Money is actually large in Australia.
Good, come on, bro.
I don't really rate P Money personally. Like, he's cold at rapping. He's cold, but like I don't listen to his music personally.
He lost his largest.
But I thought he'd be in there.
Nah.
Which one was that?
Well, Guess. My name was Paris.
Yeah. But then he came back with what's his name?
No.
What's the producer?
Which one?
Zeph Ellis.
No.
That's just. Nah, you respected the name change.
Like, look, because I couldn't remember his name. I remember Zeph Ellis because I always know that's his producer tag. But
yeah.
What's his name?
Dot Rotten.
Yeah, that one.
We can change the name again,
it doesn't matter.
It's Dot Rotten.
Man's
yeah.
You're going crazy now.
No, because remember that whole beef, that snake beef. Then he just exposed him for.
Remember Dot Rotten was he got stuck up by Snoop Dogg.
That was a year later. No, it wasn't a year later. Could have been a year later. A year and a half, whatever. But yeah.
But the Streets not being in there is criminal.
Yeah, they got to be in there still.
Yeah, they have to be
there's
in there.
There's a few others.
They're Frisco. Still popping.
Who else is on here? Sway, Harlem Spartans, Novelist.
I'm not mad at Sway.
Ambush.
I'm glad he got a mention. Ambush is cold.
Devlin's on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Ambush was well.
Made the list.
Tiny Tampa. I mean, if we want to keep up,
that's egregious.
For what he done, he should be on. If you want to keep it up,
I'm a tiny opponent.
He should be top 15.
Feel bad about that.
Not 15.
Top 15. Yeah, top 15.
I think so.
He's not popping now, but he should be top 15.
When he was popping, yeah.
The
only thing he missed or misses out on for me is lyrical ability.
And cultural impact.
No, Parcel was one of the biggest rap songs.
Yeah.
It was big, but no one was trying to dress like him. No one was trying to.
Yeah,
like
nah. Him, like him. Nah, I remember.
I can't fall back.
He had that. Listen, her dress from.
You know what? He had dress sense. He had dress sense.
He had dress sense, but no one was. It was very active.
Yeah. Very risky.
Like, he was dressing like Tiny Temper. He was catching a little bit of cord.
Yeah.
Tiny Temper is crazy. That is actually insane.
It is.
Shout out to Tiny Temper. I respect his brand. I think he's.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
He's one of the biggest artists this country's produced. And he kind of crossed over. I don't know where Written in the Stars landed.
All I know is that he gets on him up. That's it.
He gets what?
He gets to watch APs.
Think how much money he must have.
Yeah, he made a lot of money.
He doesn't have to pay for him.
What?
Still.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe he's still endorsed.
He's a fashion guy, isn't he? He's done a lot with the fashion stuff.
Yeah, he was the first person to have the mags that I saw anyway.
Okay, yeah. That's a good point, yeah. Because
That was a time. But
Tiny's the guy low-key. I agree.
I think him not being on the list is kind of crazy. Look at some of the songs he...
Is N-Dubs there?
I'm not pressed about Tinchy.
Tinchy's not on there. But.
And would you really count N-Dubs as rappers?
Yeah.
I'd say they're singing.
Listen, we may look at them like, all right, whatever, but bro, they are large. They are too large.
No, I hear what you're saying.
They're on a smoky line. If someone disses them, they're on it.
This is a rap list. I don't see N-Dubs as rappers. Two of them are singing more time, and then FaZe is a terrible rapper.
Nah, FaZe is alright.
Yeah, but Dappy still raps. He was just
Dappy's. What was it? He's like Drake freestyles or them freestyles that he was dropping were cold. Yeah. But I don't look at Dappy and I don't think that guy's a rapper.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Why are you looking at him like Drake?
I think he's more of a natural rapper than a singer.
I disagree.
Maybe later.
I think the thing he's most known for is singing.
Yeah, but that's singing. Singing, like, when you're good at singing, you're gonna go with it.
Yeah, but what's that number one single you had? Oh fuck!
I know the one I talk about. Look in the mirror.
Thank you. I can't even find myself. That's singing.
No regrets.
Yes, no regrets. Yeah. My man's crooning.
Yeah.
For me, the thing he's most famous for is singing. So I'm not mad that he's not on a list like that.
Fair enough. Yeah. Speaking of
lists, what are you guys' favourite projects this year?
I think mine still remains For the Dogs. I didn't really listen to a lot this year. No, I know. That's why I don't have a lot to pull from. So for me, it was that all Split Decisions. Like, for me to really still be going back to three of the four songs on there, that's really impressive.
And then, but there's only four songs on there.
Yeah, but I could... Listen. It's an EP. I could easily put out tracks.
It's not an EP. It's like four, it's just four tracks.
Four tracks is an EP.
I guess, if you want to call it an EP.
But either way, I think ratio-wise, they've done well.
No, they have. I'm just trolling. To be fair, like, for me...
Tizo Touchdown.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you for that recommendation. Yeah. That was a good project.
That was good.
Give it a spin. Yeah. Like, my man's trying to get into a lot of different bags. I think in the long run, that might hurt him. So he might want to try and figure out what his sound is.
Mm. How Do You Sleep At Night? That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
How Do You Sleep
At Night? Yeah. The songs that he was in his bag on.
He was doing well, man. Yeah.
He's busy. And it's not a long album as well. He really respected people's time. Like, I'm getting at a point now. Like, man, I'm dropping hour plus albums, like, no, I don't have an hour to listen to an album.
I don't even know where I used to find that time. I used to listen to music just listening.
Like, just chilling.
Bro, I can't do
that.
I hear it. No, no.
I'm just playing music.
You just be there, like, meditating, just like,
just listening, like,
just trying to take it in.
But now I can't.
Them times were different. When you're young, you just have so much time.
Yeah, real talk.
Like, or even when I started working in London and you're on the CTC and you're on the train, that's when I used to listen to albums. And you know what? I had to stop doing that because some of these albums were ruining my journey. I can't remember what Little Baby album it was, but I thought, this man's taking my time. And that is actually insane.
Well, you know what? We can't forget... Gunner's album.
Ah, really cool. It's a decent album, man. Yeah, looking back on it, Fuck You Mean, Rodeo Drive.
It's a decent album.
Yeah, no.
I just like it as a response. Like, it just made bare people sharp.
100%.
Yeah.
He's really him. And I don't know if you might have taken in that song he's got with Turbo called Bachelor, but that is a banger. Like, full respect. I don't think the song did as well as it could have because it didn't fall under Gunner's name. It's under Turbo's name if we search it.
Oh, I see.
But I was really impressed with that performance. He's just him, and I'm glad it's not someone we've lost because I think as a genre, we're starting to get over this, like, snitching unless you're... Thing. What you... Oh,
that's not in big trouble. That's not in big trouble.
Man, look at eight of them.
2-1.
I can't believe he missed.
Oh, you're watching the game?
Yo.
I thought we lost audio.
Nah.
It looked like there was a man back for a second.
I said, they're about to run a train on the radio.
Listen,
bro.
Guys, this is happening again. We're actually watching two sports events. We're watching the boxing. What happened to...
It's all going up.
Hey, my guy.
Watching the boxing. We're watching
that face, my man.
Baby face. Who we got, guys? Who's winning this fight today?
The one that's about to happen now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm back in babyface because his trim's awful.
He just talks so much smack, you've got to believe him at some point. Yeah. That's how I feel about this guy.
I think he's going to lose.
That was stressing me out.
Listen, he has to win in the first three rounds. If he doesn't win in the first three rounds,
there was
no one
there.
He's too heavy. He's way too heavy. No, but the thing is that Daniel Dubois, he's got a tad bit lighter. And he's ripped anyways, but...
Is that Daniel Dubois?
Look at him, like. Yeah, no, that's just his face. Yeah.
Get Zinchenko off the pitch, man. Fucking hell. Where were we?
Sorry, before that
counter-attack.
two different events.
I actually really liked Teddy One and Trap's project, you know.
Bro, that was a pleasant surprise.
Bro, I had zero expectations because I've liked Trap, but I've never really, like, listened to his projects too tough to kind of be enough of a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you're more like a mixtape guy for me, man.
Yeah, 100%. And like on there, I feel like he held his own, bro. Like at times, because you kind of know what to expect from Heady. Heady's cold, and he always knows how to like drop like mad bars, which you don't expect. But Trap was rapping on there, bro. Yeah, like yeah. I really enjoyed that project. I've had it on repeat since it's come out. To be honest with you,
it's actually mad because I think Heady One's like an album rapper.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, it was like a really good balance. Like they
elevated each other's sounds. Definitely, it's not something I've particularly gone back to because I feel like it is one of those albums where if you listen to one song, I feel like you've heard it all type thing. Where a lot of the, I think a lot of it falls into the same sound, but like it is a good project. It is just I think it's 10 songs, 10 really well collated songs that you could just tell they were having fun with.
Yeah.
Nah, it's cold.
That's an easy one to just play and just do your thing to. That.
Yeah, it's a good gym one as well. Yeah. Crazy one in the gym.
Apple Pay is insane.
Bro, what the stuff that Trap said on that track.
Fantastic.
Hey,
what a performance.
Yeah.
Crazy. And there's a bar on Treading Topic where he's talking about he loses his stash or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's on the couch. It really felt like Ian. And I was like... I was like, yeah.
Do you know what? They that's might an incredible be the year for Park Chin-Wah.
Park Chin-Wah. I knew you were going to say Park Chin-Wah.
The beat is crazy.
Every time it comes in, that
it's so aggressive, but I love it, man. Yeah. That's one of them beats that if I was a rapper and I was in the studio and someone played that, I'd say, run that back. I have to start spitting on that.
100%.
Immediately. Yeah, the man did their thing on that. I'm not going to lie.
I rated that project. Yeah. I also, I'm no bias, obviously, but I did like the Huss project. I know there was a lot of... controversy about like how he was promoting it and all the nonsense he was doing online, but I think if you kind of set that all aside and the Drake verse aside, I think there's actually a good project there.
Yeah, no,
it's just not at the and initially I was really hyped about it, but I don't think it's at the same level as the last two.
No.
I wouldn't necessarily say like his bar is already so high that now that he's dropped a bit,
yeah,
it's still like of a good enough quality for me.
I agree.
It's just a shame that obviously. He just, you know, he's just doing.
I feel
doing
like he's kind of like. I was looking at him like a superstar, boy. And he's opening his mouth again.
I think he is a superstar. I think he's just unpredictable. Like, management wise, that must be impossible to deal with. Shout out to the man that manage him. But he doesn't make it easy for himself at all.
No, it doesn't.
And there's more of a spotlight on him because he is one of the biggest artists we've. Ever exported, like 110%, and you know who told you is a massive song. Feel how you feel about the Drake verse, but it is a really good song.
The one with Naira is cold.
Yeah. I think the whole album is cold. Personally,
I didn't listen to that album, bro. I just wanted to keep my spiritual energy. Just
that's one thing as well. I can't lie. That's one thing. I feel like I used to really mess with Huss.
Yeah,
but I feel like a little bit of the magic wore off. Like I rate him highly, but yeah, I mean it's not where it was.
Yeah,
but what you're saying is true though. Like his bar is high, so like you can't knock him.
I don't really know how
great as his other ones.
I don't really know how you can top Big Conspiracy. I don't think it is toppable. Like that's borderline a 9 out of 10 for me.
But you see the album. I think when it came out, because this was early 2020. Funny being called Big Conspiracy, then the next thing, just a pandemic happens right in our lap. And then we had time to listen to it. So I think just everything in an amalgamation of what happened, I think it's just amazing.
Yeah.
So, but with this album, personally, I couldn't go past that them Juju lines, bro.
Yeah, no, I hear it, man. I
don't have them things there.
Interesting. First single. It didn't work. It was an interesting choice, and he put a lot of people off. I wouldn't say massively, because you know the numbers better than I would, but
I think people are over this African spirituality thing as well, man.
No, you know what it is, yeah? It's, you know what? You can do the African spirituality stuff, but just don't be telling me you got demons, you got Duppy with me. I'm like, bro, like, I really don't want to hear that.
If you're keeping it real, he's keeping it real. Like
you know
man,
what?
That's what these.
I hear it.
But his thing was, most of your, I'd say a large part of his listenership would be black African Christians. Even if, depending on where on the scale you are, you know us, man, don't play that anyway. Like, we hear that stuff. Man saying he was doing 666 bars, talking about Judge. Like, even me, I know my man's probably more religious than me. Even I felt uncomfortable hearing them bars. So it didn't work.
I guess for us, though, my only rebuttal is that he's been saying this type of stuff.
He has, but that song was...
I know, but he's... If you listen...
I think he's more out there than ever.
Yeah, it's like,
right.
But what was the rants as well? With the rants, it's like, rise. Like,
yeah.
When he's normal,
When
he wakes up and that.
Yeah, the Insta just...
When he wakes up! The Insta... Man woke up thinking about Judge.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like, yeah, that's crazy.
The Insta made it way worse, I'll be real. But, like, you know...
I find him entertaining, but at the same time, it is like, I'm also... I'm not entertained in the right way, if that makes sense. But he's Jay Huss, man. He's a low-key genius. He's going to do his thing. People are going to buy into him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What else has come out this year? I'm trying to think if there's anything we're missing before we talk
we're
about
boxing. We're probably missing something.
Yeah, TD Jakes.
What do you want to say?
No, he didn't drop an album.
Dropped an album!
Well, he was dropping something. But you know what? Let's stay on music.
I think we don't have to say too tight. Like, there's a lot of things that I also want to get people's favorite films of the year, TV shows.
Favorite films of the year, mine. I love that. Like I was talking to you on the way here, Across the Multiverse, the Spider-Man film was cold, and I really liked Oppenheimer as well.
Great film.
I really liked Oppenheimer.
Between those two films,
the more I think about Oppenheimer, the more like I really enjoy what. Boom.
I said boom. You're crazy. It's the moment in the film where he clocks what he done.
When he loses his best ear, that's it. His wife had to tell him, I thought you was upset over something like real. You're here crying about your former ting. Oppenheimer was him.
Crying to your current about your ex is crazy.
Or when he went to the president's, when he went to the White House and the president said, get that crybaby out of here.
Yeah, he weren't having it at all. That's a great film. It was a nice return to form for Christopher Nolan.
God, the less said about Tenet, the better.
Tenet was just...
It was dull.
That shit was ass.
I'm not going to argue back and forth, but you know
what? Nah, that was ass, man.
I watched it again recently. I said, what the fuck am I watching? I've never been so confused in my life. But do you know when it all just doesn't come together? It's when they're on the highway and they're trying to rescue her. What am I watching?
And then he has to go back.
He had to go back.
And then he realizes that he's the one who's actually been causing this.
And then what is it like in the when you go back, fire is ice. I said, shut up, man. Fire is ice. That film is dumb. Oh my God. See, Nolan, what were you doing? But yeah, Oppenheimer, I really enjoyed. I have to give a shout out to Barbie. I really enjoyed that film. One of the few films this year that actually made me feel something leaving the cinema. That's not just because Margot Robbie was in it.
Eman, have you seen Barbie yet?
Never, bruv. I'm not watching that, bruv.
I can't imagine myself.
I think maybe with her babes, but other than that, I'm not watching that.
I don't know, man. I feel like.
I watched it. I thought it was alright.
I think I'm missing out, personally. It's a good song.
I don't know, there's just certain plots.
Yeah, no, I hear it. It's not.
I'll just never sit down to watch it.
I like going to the cinema, so if I have an excuse to go to the cinema, I'll go. Like, I'm not too pressed on what I'm watching, but I had a better time with it than I thought I would.
A lot of people said that, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a decent.
Even as obviously it's not geared towards us, we're manning, but I was impressed.
There was another film that came out this year that we were really, really impressed.
Oh my God, he's dancing. Go on, sorry, bro.
I cannot put my finger in it.
Guardians, the guys.
Oh yeah, banging film.
That's the one. Yeah. Because that one was a great film. That one, it gave us a better taste of the MCU.
Yeah,
especially with everything that's happening right now. Especially everything that's happening right now.
Jonathan Miners, yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan Miners.
What's happening with my man?
He's done.
Did he do it?
He's collateral.
They found him guilty. So it's a. But they found him. Out of the four charges, they found him guilty on two.
It's three charges, bro.
Three.
It's three out of four, away? Man.
Oh, they crushed him.
It's three. I swear it's three.
It's two. I haven't checked, but I heard two.
It's two. It's three. I heard two. Two. So basically, it was four charges, and he found him guilty on two. But like, it would. All I'm saying is, I just felt like it was an easy win for him.
How?
It could have been an easy win.
Nah, man, he did that shit.
It's the way, like, bro.
Them texts, I just can't.
Yeah, like, you know what? It's those
like,
texts.
What you said, that thing you shared with us, I got what my man was trying to say.
I'm not about those texts. I'm talking about his mannerisms in the courtroom. How can you be reading the Bible when they're talking? Like, no. Like, listen, there's a time for everything, that's in the Bible, bro. You can't.
I just know my mom used to say that.
Yeah, man, there's a time for everything. And you can't be reading the Bible when you're in court. You're being charged.
How funny that is.
And your blazer is not him.
That reminds you of that brother. I'm sorry.
Yo, that guy was crooning.
Bro, I'm trying to do anything to look good.
Yeah, nah.
That cock is lit.
Yeah, for real. That's the artwork of this episode.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
that
man.
Says LV
man,
that, every hour.
LV time. Someone break down this Major's thing to me.
So we discussed it on the previous episode, but we'll just fast forward. So basically, Jonathan Majors and his ex,
Jabari.
That is a wild name for a white woman. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Just because it sounds, it sounds like it's a white woman. Yeah,
the queens were killing him.
Yeah, so like but then but I think
not after what he did though.
he's a criminal.
He's now a criminal, like he's done. So,
yeah, he did it. I seen a video of him running from this. That's all I saw.
I think he probably tried to get away from that situation. She was doing the digital dash.
Yeah.
But I think at some point in their relationship, he's either emotionally abused her or physically abused her. So I'm all for him being found on them charges.
Based on the information that we were given, it's like, bro, you should have just left a long time ago.
Well, it's just a toxic relationship. And that's what a lot of people feel. My thing for Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, their case was, you are two terrible people. Mm. We, as the court, need to get enough evidence to put something in place so that we can separate you by law. And I think that's a similar situation to what we've seen here. As in, I think they're probably, JM and his girl were probably toxic to each other.
Yeah.
But the court needs to find a way to get them separated from each other so that they can never be in the same place again.
Oh, so was she here charges as well?
I don't, she didn't have charges, but she definitely did things.
She had a plate.
But like his things are more egregious. I'm not even trying to go back and forth over that. He's got himself in his pickle, for sure.
And what made it worse was the fact that he called the police, and he did it because it was like, this woman is crazy. Like, whatever happened in that night, he just felt like, this woman is crazy, I'm calling the police, and I'm just going to make sure that I'm in a safe space. Turns out, this whole thing back and forth, it's not looking good on his side.
Yeah.
Of course, whatever the situation.
So she had evidence.
Her behaviour, as a partner, alright, cool, fair enough. But then what he was trying to do in the case, I can understand it, but it's too much to go.
Is it too much to talk about?
No, it's not too mad to talk about. It's just that we don't know the ins and outs. But then,
we're just going off what we've been told.
It's a lot of hearsay.
That's why
I try to stay out of these things, man. It's like any girl issue, I can't lie, bro. Like, I think the second
anyone even gets a sense you put your hands on a woman, you're done. Like, and in my mind, on them sort of cases, there's not, unless it's like self defense. There's not really a lot to go back and forth.
Self-defense. You just run straight. That's when running, I was like, he beat it.
You know what? I thought when I saw the running, the clip of him running, I thought, he's out of here.
Yeah, but
I just think those texts were just too egregious.
Yeah, it's peak.
Yeah, right.
What's he saying?
It was, she wanted to go to the hospital, and he was basically saying, don't go to the hospital because of how it's going to look.
Yeah.
So he's probably crashed it on her, or they've got into it at some point, and he doesn't want her to go to the hospital because they'll ask questions and she'll have to come clean on what's happened.
But I think
how can you let a woman make
you know what? Let me play devil's advocate. I think because you know where he says, yeah, you got to be like Michelle Obama and Carell. Yeah, I think he was basically coming from the point of like, look, if you keep doing this, if you keep behaving like this, if you go to the hospital, they're gonna start asking questions about me. Then all this money, this sort of legacy that I'm trying to build, is gonna be in question. I think that's probably where it was coming from. I don't know.
Like hush, hush,
no, but the thing is, I'm just making something where I think that could be a possibility. I'm not saying 100% sure, because I'm definitely where Demi's saying, like, yeah, he just, and then she has to go hospital, but she doesn't want to go hospital because it's peak.
Like anytime you get that kind of anger for a woman,
you're in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place, so you need deliverance or something. Like the relationship needs to get healed or something from that. Like,
I'm not even, like, you've got 2 wham for Creed. That's
not even just 2 wham, just he ran. Like, but it's the way he shoved her in the car, it was like, nah, man.
He smushed her.
Yeah.
Shit's insane. Even off that, like, if you're arguing, did he ever put hands on her? Like, someone could interpret that as that's, you know, too far.
Yeah. You're right on that one.
In my opinion,
100%. Yeah.
So, you know, I could never get in that position.
Yeah, facts. Nah, no way. But, like, I've got nothing to
chat about. Can't trust me, bro.
I'm not even. When you hear stuff like this, like, no female has ever made me so angry that I wanted to put hands on them. Never.
I remember one time in year 6, one girl, and she was like, she looked like she could have it. Wait, it's one of them ones, like, and then she was like, banged me. And I was so mad, I started crying, I was mad. So mad.
Angry crying.
Everyone was telling me, don't do it. And I was like, I'm not going to do it, but but literally, and from that day, I realised, it's actually never worth it.
Yeah, no.
It's never worth it. Because you're the bad guy immediately.
My ex made me mad, so mad one time. And I was just like, we never got into it like that, anything like that. But even just shouting, I feel like that's
It does feel like uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not a nice feeling, bro.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you can't get there. You cannot get there, because if you get there, because you can't put a pause. You can't put a pause on just that heightened mode.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to take a step back and just say, cool. But then once you're there at that level and you're both shouting, anything can happen. It's just
But anger's like, obviously everyone gets angry in it, but when, I don't know, when black men get angry, people just start bugging out. Like, they just start thinking
there's something different. Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you see it. Like,
that's
you're
facts.
Immediately that is true. Viewed it as aggressive.
Do you know what I'm saying? Absolutely true. I've just seen it so much. It's like, I hate like that. Like someone even just being able to say the word aggressive or like use that in my direction.
Yeah, but I think we know that about ourselves, so we just have to move carefully. Like, it's a shame that the world is the way it is, and that shouldn't be the case. But there's situations I've been in where, I've seen it get, or people have thought it was going to get to a heightened stage just because I've stepped in. And I don't know, I assume that's because of the race, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's like everyone could be going mad, but when you're getting mad, you start getting mad as well.
It's now,
like,
whoa, buddy.
Listen, the amount of times I've seen that, like, people just, they take advantage, and they just pouring you off, and you have to be there calm. The moment you want to, whoa,
and that gets me more mad, man.
Yeah, 100.
We need to do another.
Alright, so bro, let the people know where they can find you, and then we'll do our music choices.
You can find me on IG, that's really where I'm at, and anywhere really. Mansa for Mansa, that's Mansa as in MANSA number 4 Mansa. And yeah, hit me up. I'm outside, inside. Check it all about. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what? A lot of good singles dropped recently. So
put on your track. Or put on your track that you just dropped.
Tell people about your song.
Yeah.
My guy just dropped an album. What's the album
That's crazy.
That's insane.
We'll find it. But yeah, man's got a new tune just out with my guy Hassie. I'll find out the album name. It's escaped me right now.
About.
You know what? He's doing an actual fantastic job.
Who, Miller?
No way, Miller. Yes. He's getting his ass.
No. Miller's doing a fantastic job.
He looks slow as hell.
Yeah, that's his whole point.
Like he's getting it crashed on him.
No, I think what he's doing is he's tiring out Daniel Dubois because Daniel Dubois has given it his all.
You can't take this sort of punishment.
Pause. And then. That I think he can because he's 300 pounds. But the
300
thing is,
pounds!
Yeah, he's 330. Heavy. He's 330.
He can move though.
Yeah.
That's nasty. He's not moving like he's 300. No one needs to be 300 pounds, you know?
Yeah. No, he's 330.
330!
Yeah. But the thing is, what he's doing is tiring him out. And then when he gets to that point where he's just like, cool, kick in and just bang him out. Bah, bah.
Oh, come bah. On. My choice for this week is Twin Sisters by Getz. And Scraps.
That was a song. Yeah, that was a song. Swearing.
Yeah, that was jokes, man.
That his mum's yard. Oh my god, that
I had to read it 3 times.
100. I might get Devontae to read over it for me.
I'm putting Great Guy by Ashake.
Oh, he's in Shanku.
I fucking hate this man.
What was your song?
Great Guy, Ashake.
Great Guy. That's a good song.
I'm going for Wifey. Yeah, we'll take that. Wifey Rhythm 4 by AJ Tracy. My boy is back, man.
He's back, I can't lie.
After how many years? This is what I'm saying. Some people try things, and I'm all for letting my favourite artist try a thing. Like, please, go ahead and do that. I don't want you to be boxed in. But some of the things AJ was doing over the last, I want to say, 3 years, was not working. It was embarrassing at some point.
Like, this is especially.
That's why Flu Game was so bad.
Yeah, that was a shit project.
Like, this is how you, this is what, these are the beats you're comfortable
next time
on.
That's how you shoot.
For real.
From now on. Because
he's a barring. When he's barring, for real, like, he's a
Packages barring. Is one of the best things I've ever heard. I'm so upset that.
I was listening to Spirit Bomb the other day.
That whole period from his career was great. The first Wifey Rhythm, like, he was really rapping at a high level. You can see why he became the artist he did, but he just, he came away from what worked for him, and I don't know.
To be fair, the hits were working for him. There was a crowd for it, innit?
I hear it. I'm not mad at a Ladbroke Grove sort of tune, but also you have to have something like a Wifey Rhythm to back that up. Yeah. But this is a great performance. Yeah, this song is going to be on
good video
for a
as
long
well.
Time.
I like
it. Video is cold.
It was cold.
The
thing about
there
it.
As well.
Yeah, he went in, man.
My dog, there was a thing that was distracting. I digress.
And on that case, see you guys next week.
Yeah,
peace.